In everything she did, there was a union of haughtiness and gracefulness, and her laughing brown eyes betrayed great natural cleverness and an abundant enjoyment of life and goodness of heart. She was called the little girl, which she had to suffer only because her beautiful slender mother was a full hand's breadth taller than she. Effie had just stood up again to perform her calisthenic exercises when her mother, who at the moment chanced to be looking up from her embroidery, called her. "Effie, you really ought to have been an equestrian," I'm thinking. "Always on the trapeze, always a daughter of the air. I almost believe you would like something of the sort." "Perhaps, Mama. But if it were so, whose fault would it be? From whom do I get it?" "Why, from no one but you. Or do you think from Papa? There, it makes you laugh yourself. And then why do you always dress me in this rig, this boy's smock? Sometimes I fancy I shall be put back in short clothes yet. Once I have them on again, I shall courtesy like a girl in her early teens. And when our friends in Rothenau come over, I shall sit in Colonel Gotz's lap and ride a trot horse. Why not? He is 3/4 an uncle and only 1/4 a suitor.
You are.